It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Welcome to the final day of the high school basketball season, the day that hardware is earned and history is made. Today we come to you from Great Bend, Kansas, Barton County Community College, where the Axtell Eagles are set to play in the third-place game here at the Class 1A Division II State Boys Tournament. The Axtell Eagles will take on the Dighton Hornets today, playing as a chance to end their season with a victory and a chance for a third-place hardware and banner to be hung inside Axtell High School. Along with studio engineer Seth Collison, I'm Justin Fluke. It's the first of many games we have for you today. Seven, in fact, on the MSC Sports Radio Network, with several third place and then championship games later tonight here on our family of radio stations in Northeast Kansas. For the Axtell Eagles today, this is the same game that they were in one season ago, and kind of a similar scenario as yesterday. Axtell lost to Lebo in their semifinal, which was identical to the matchup from a year ago. And now this year they try to win the third place game after falling in the third place game last season. The Axtell Eagles under ninth year head coach Jason Tynan, now with a record of 22 wins and 3 losses, a tough one against Lebo last night, falling to the Wolves by a score of 45-38. Their opponent today is the Dighton Hornets, who have a record of 23-2. From the Northwest Kansas League, under head coach Tyler Ling, the Dighton Hornets were the number one seed. In fact, this is the top two teams, as the bracket shows, in this 1A D2 boys tournament. The Dighton Hornets, though, as the top seed, were upset in the semifinals yesterday as well, losing to Cunningham in a tight ball game, 61-58. I think a lot of folks tried to and expected Dighton and Axtell to be playing on this Saturday, but most folks probably thinking it would be a championship game later this afternoon at 4 o'clock. But with tough losses for both Axtell and Dighton yesterday, the Hornets and Eagles are set to meet here in the third place game to finish up the 2003-04 high school basketball season. A lot of teams that have been home and their season has been over for a week, maybe some almost 2 weeks now. Their season has been over. Of course, a lot of kids, coaches, players, and fans that would love to have one more try and won't get that opportunity. That is the message to head coach Jason Tynan and his Eagles squad today. You have a chance to play one more game, end your season with a victory, and take some hardware back home to Axtell High School. We'll have a chance to visit with the Eagles head coach, Jason Tynan. We'll break down today's matchup against Dighton. We'll look back a bit to last night's tough loss against Lebo. And we'll also talk about the only two seniors that are on this Axtell Eagles team playing their final high school basketball game today. That, of course, Grady Boosing and Grant Boosing. Our pregame show is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University. And we will be back after a timeout as we're broadcasting live, online, free, and worldwide, the MSC Sports Radio Network, and here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team. Your project starts here at Sawbomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawbomber Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawbomber Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawbomber Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Great Bend. It's Saturday, the final day of the high school basketball season, getting set for the Axtell Eagles, and Coach Jason Dinan joins us before their game here for third place today. And Coach, want to just briefly go back and talk about yesterday, just an off shooting day. I don't know how else to put it. I guess you end up falling to Lebo by 7 points, but it seemed like for whatever reason, one of those days, the shots just didn't fall.
Yeah, you know, you have those games, and we put ourselves in a position defensively to, you know, still pull that one out. We needed some. I think I watched film last night. We missed 5 uncontested layups, and then games like this, you have to have those. And it's a very physical game, and I think some of that, you know, led to some of the, you know, your focus on some body contact instead of focusing on the rim. You know, we don't like to blame officials, but we like to. We needed a little tighter called game for us to be successful last night, and we didn't get that, and you have to fight through that. Kudos to Lebo for pulling that one out, but you know, that's one we'll want back in a couple years. So
no doubt. A couple bright spots I wanted to ask you about. One is, you know, I mean, never gave up. You got back within 3 points. You were playing through some foul trouble, as mentioned. And I thought Landon Schmitz was a big spark plug. I mean, I know getting him back here late in the season, and it seemed like just, you know, 9 rebounds to lead you and some breakaway transition opportunities. He's provided kind of a spark to get him back to your team.
Yeah, he's done a great job. You know, the doctors probably don't want me saying this, but he probably did more than what he should have done throughout the season when he was rehabbing. But getting him back, and, you know, you feel bad for the kid missing 20 games, but he's done a great job, you know, able to pick some things up really fast and get back into the flow of it. And, yeah, he does provide a spark. He's a super athletic kid, and, you know, we're looking forward to him in the next couple years, his junior and senior year, so getting to play full seasons.
Speaking of the next couple years, you'll obviously bring all this team back except the two boosting boys, Grady and Grant. So I know you've talked about him on a few different occasions this season, but what about them and maybe your message to them or what this means to them in their final game going out here today?
Well, Grady and Grant, Grant especially. Grant was here when we had 9 kids out for basketball his freshman year, and Grant was a starter then. He's kind of had a, you know, reduced role every year, but he does it with a great, great attitude. And Grady came out his sophomore year. That boys talked him out. A kid that doesn't really like basketball. He's done a really good job. He gives 110% every game. And so it's kind of our Grant's running joke is that he's the culture builder here because he was around for the freshmen. We won 12 games his freshman year. They won 21 last year. We got 22 now, trying to get 23 games this year. And so Grant credits himself for the change in the program. So it's a great, great group of kids. They work hard and they're fun to be around.
Jason Tynan joining us, Axtell's head coach. They play Dighton here in the third place game today, and this is a tough game. Every year there's a lot of talking on how hard it is to kind of get back up and regroup after a loss that every team wanted to win on Friday. So obviously the same as last year, but what's your message? Why is it different this year, and what do you hope to see here today?
It definitely is a different feeling. The boys handled it better than they did last year. Last year we were so devastated coming into this game. We were still crying in the locker room coming onto the court, and I think playing the 12 o'clock game helps. It's a faster turnaround. You don't have to sit around as long and sulk in that. I think they want to keep building for the process. You know, we've kind of been knocking on the door, and last year we got to this point. We didn't come home with hardware. I think they want to come home with some hardware. In our school, you have to get a third place finish in state to get a banner on the wall, and I think they want to put a banner on the wall and keep building that tradition, that program.
final thought real quick. Dighton, your opponent. Got a big guy inside that's really, really good. Looks like a lot of points in the paint. What's the key against them today?
They got a shooter outside in Kramer, number 10, as well. And, you know, it's limiting him. Brandon's going to have to lock down. We're going to put Brandon on the big guy and, you know, try to match up athletic-wise and keep him off the boards. He's really not a banger like last night. Oswald Kidd's a back-to-the-basket kind of guy. So we're going to put Brandon on him today and see what he can do, and then try to limit Kramer's opportunities from the guard outside, number 10. He can shoot it. So Landon and Wyatt got that task, and let's see. They're looking forward to it. And just have some fun today, get up and down the court and play basketball.
There's a lot of teams, Coach, that are sitting at home and maybe have been for a week or two now that would love one more chance. Today your team has one more chance. You have a chance to end your season with the win and get some hardware. So go have fun, man, and enjoy it.
All right, thanks, Justin. Thanks so much for all you do.
Jason Tynan, head coach of the Axtell Eagles. Our pregame show continues from Great Bend after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
To Barton County Community College here in Great Bend, getting set for Axtell and Dighton. The Hornets 23-2. You heard Coach Jason Tynan kind of break down their strengths. Certainly a big guy inside that Axtell will have to contend with. Carson Scheimer has had quite the state tournament in the opening round. Victory over Marmaton Valley. He posted 18 points and 14 rebounds, and even in the loss yesterday to Cunningham, the Dighton 6'4 senior had 26 points and 18 rebounds. He comes in averaging 19 points and 11 boards per game. The other guy that Coach Tynan mentioned is the guard, the 5'10 junior Daniel Kramer, who's averaging 16 points a contest, had 24 against Marmaton and 10 against Cunningham last night. So this is a pretty good Dighton squad from the Northwest Kansas League, coached by Tyler Ling. This is actually their first state tournament appearance, though, since 2016, and just their seventh state tournament appearance overall. And today, Dighton's trying to make history. The best they've ever done at a state boys basketball tournament was placed fourth, and they did that last in 1992. So a third place would be the highest finish in school history for the Dighton Hornets if they are able to defeat Axtell here today. For the Axtell Eagles, well, they're in their fourth semifinal appearance with the win in the opening round this year. It's their 11th state tournament overall, and Axtell has a state championship under their belt, of course, in 2013, and they're looking for a third place finish here today. Axtell was 9-0 in games decided by 9 points or less going into yesterday before falling then by 7 points last night against Lebo. The Axe to Legals with their Batman and Robin. That's Eli Broxterman and Brandon Schmelzley, both averaging over 14 points per game. Broxterman leading Axe in the state tournament, scored 18 against Lebo and had 16 points in the first round victory. 15 points for Brandon Schmelzley in the first round, but he was held to just 4. Brandon Schmelzley battled some serious foul trouble and didn't play a lot of minutes in the second half of last night's loss against Lebo. Axtell also looked to be a little bit better from three-point land and really just shooting the basketball overall. Axtell made just 5 of 20 three-point shots last night, and all 5 of those makes came in the second half. As we talked about, Axtell made only 3 out of 24 shots in the first half of last night's loss, so important for the Eagles to come out, start quick here in this game, hopefully get a couple shots to fall, and then you kind of forget about the fact that it's a third-place game or even your final game of the season. You can come out, make a couple shots, have a chance to just relax and play basketball and enjoy it one final time. The Axtell Eagles will be the visitors on the scoreboard today. They're the lower seed, the number 2 seed Axtell Eagles at 22-3 on the year. Dighton, the number 1 seed, so they'll be in the home whites. Orange is the school color for Dighton, so they're in white uniforms with orange numerals and letters as the home team today. And Axtell in the blue uniforms as the visitors with white numerals and letters trimmed in red. We're going to take one final time out. We're about to step away as they have the national anthem presented here. It's the boys class 1A division 2 third place game here, and it's coming up after this final pregame timeout. Again, our pregame is exclusively sponsored by Kansas Wesleyan University. We'll be back and get set to tip it off for you after a break here on FM 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our incredible medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Drs. Tony Barkowski, Jared Snyder, Heather Myers, and Alexander Hermish. Nurse practitioners Lori Leaker, Erica Winkler, Alexis Sawalmer, Erica Blesher, and Tiffany Engelken. Physician's assistants Sherry Wessel, Marcy Evans, and Jeremy Brandt. And our CRNA, Harry Stewart, for their hard work and dedication and loyalty to our patients. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville wants you to know about their special program offered to teachers in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's called Debit for a Difference, and it offers grants that are funded through their members' use of their debit cards. Membership is not required to apply for a grant. Teachers, find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Great Bend, Kansas. Studio engineer Seth Tollison. I'm Justin Fluke at Martin County Community College for the third place game here on the guys' side in 1A Division II. Let's meet today's starting lineups. Again, Axel will be the visitors on the scoreboard for Coach Jason Tynan. Starting lineup today includes 6-foot junior Eli Brocksterman. In the backcourt, 5'9 freshman Wyatt Detweiler. Also, Colin Shaughnessy, a 6-foot sophomore. And inside for Axel, it's 6'2 junior Brandon Schmelsley and 6'2 senior Grady Moosey. So Grady Moosey, Brandon Schmelsley, Colin Shaughnessy, Eli Brocksterman, and Wyatt Detweiler for the Eagles, who are 22-3 on the season. Now for the Dighton Hornets and Coach Tyler Ling. Their starting lineup includes a backcourt of 5'10 junior guard Daniel Kramer. Also starting is 5'10 junior Peyton Redburn, 6-foot junior George Von Linrod, and big guys inside for Dighton include 6'4 senior Carson Scheimer. You'll hear Scheimer's name mentioned a lot here today. And also starting is Boston Scheimer, a 6'3 junior. So Carson is the senior, Boston is the junior. Scheimer, Kramer, Redburn, and Van Leonrod for the Dighton Hornets and Coach Tyler Ling. They're in their home whites. They'll go right to left. Axel in the road blues. They'll go left to right. Tough start. Axel led 4-3 at the end of one quarter, then trailed at halftime 12-9 against Lebo last night. Quick turnaround, as Coach Tynan mentioned. Hopefully a quick start. Chance to end the season with the victory. Take some hardware back home to Northeast Kansas. Hope you enjoy it. You're on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, as we're set to tip this one off. Do a phenomenal job with this tournament. Got music blaring as trying to get the crowd all energized and jumping around, get the fans fully awake. Brandon Schmelsley going to jump it up against Carson Scheimer. Schmelsley's got his hands full with that 6'4 senior today. And the opening tip won by Dighton as they chase it down in the backcourt and will come right to left. Wyatt Detweiler will wait at the timeline here and pick up Daniel Kramer, a big three-point shooter for this team. He drives to the basket, left side layup missed, follow in the air, no good, tipped around as Van Leonrod couldn't connect. Now a kick out three, Kramer far corner, that's no good. And finally, Axel corrals the rebound, Colin Shaughnessy, as Dighton got three shots up on their opening possession. There's a double dribble. He knew it when he did it. Eli Brocksterman kind of caught it on the run there, took a dribble, and then went to attack the basket. So Axel turns it over, their first offensive possession. The Eagles fourth place a season ago, looking to bring home third place hardware here this year. With only two seniors on this team, and now Dighton throws it away as that ball goes through the hands of Peyton Redburn and out of bounds on the far side. One turnover each team here early on. Just over 30 seconds gone by. No score. Eagles flying from left to right and facing a zone. Dighton going to play a 2-3 zone defense here in the opening quarter. Axel swings it around the perimeter. Now they get a touch inside for Schmelsley, who kicks it out on the left wing to Shaughnessy. Now up top it goes to Detweiler, near side, wide open. Brockstrom in a three, off the back lip. Offensive board, though. Shaughnessy able to keep it alive. Out to Detweiler, now back to Shaughnessy. He'll try the triple. It hit. An offensive rebound and a triple for Axel, something they didn't hit the entire first half last night. And Axel draws first blood with the opening points on a three ball by Colin Shaughnessy. Got that offensive board, then got the quick pass back from Detweiler. Then the Eagles take the lead. Here's Van Leonrod against Axel's man-to-man defense. Dighton on the top, weaving the basketball, as Carson Scheimer now gets it to Daniel Kramer. Over to the far side to Boston Scheimer. He hands to Redburn. Again, they weave and hand it off. Now a traveling called on Daniel Kramer. That's turnover number two against Dighton, who had three shots on their opening possession but could not hit any. And now they've turned it over twice since then. 6:20 to go. Clock moving here in the first quarter. 3-0. Axel leads and has the basketball. Against the zone. Got a couple threes up already. Rocksterman here on the near side. Flips it to Detweiler. Over to Shaughnessy, who hit the three. Last trip down on the left wing. Against the zone. Axel swings it on the perimeter. Another long, long three. This one short. Rebound, though. Schmelzley up. His shot blocked. Schmelzley gets it back. Out to another three by Shaughnessy. Yes! Colin Shaughnessy with another triple. And those are 6 second chance points. As Schmelzley had the offensive rebound that time off his own miss to keep it alive for the Eagles. And Shaughnessy's three was behind the college half moon. Dighton, after a couple turnovers, has Scheimer pulling up from 18 on the baseline and hitting big shot. Carson Scheimer puts Dighton on the board after a 6-0. Axel starting out a steal. Pass stolen away up and trying to dunk it, but it turned into more of a layup. Daniel Kramer. Off Axel's second turnover, gets a wide open end of the court and kind of tried to slam it. Now another three ball, this one an air ball by Eli Broxterman. Axel tried to save it in and cannot, so it'll be Dighton basketball. 5:06 to go, first quarter. 6-4 Axel leads on a couple threes by Colin Shaughnessy as the threes are flying early for the Eagles here against this 2-3 zone. Dighton. Right to left is Detweiler will pick it up against Carson Scheimer. Pass to the high post. Boston Scheimer finds a cutter to the basket. Layup, though, missed by George Van Leonard. Here's Shaughnessy faking the three. Nice find. Broxton Schmelzley. What a no-look pass underneath. And a wide-open layup by Grady Boosting. What a dime by Brandon Schmelzley. Now at the other end, a quick pull-out. Boston Scheimer. As Axel didn't really get back and set defensively, Scheimer, a little 12-foot jumper right side of the paint, knocks it through, and it's a 2-point game again. 8-6. Axel by two. Shaughnessy Detweiler back over to Colin. He gets it into Schmelzley, and there's a jumper good by Brandon Schmelzley. Boy, if Axel could have had some of this offense last night, they might not be playing until 4 o'clock today. Eagles shot just 27% last night against Lebo, and here's a jumper swished in on the other side by Daniel Kramer. Both teams shooting it well. Axel 10, Dighton 8, and 3 minutes and 50 seconds left here as both teams have their starting five still on the court early on. Shaughnessy is Dighton still in a 2-3 zone to the baseline to Boosting. Now back to Shaughnessy, another deep, deep three. This one hit the rim in the backboard but wouldn't drop. Rebounded by Van Lindroth. Daniel Kramer in a hurry, coming up, and we'll have our first foul of the game as the freshman Wyatt Detweiler, trying to stay with him, will pick up the personal foul. First foul, a 3:30 to go, opening quarter. First sub will bring in Landon Schmitz. He's a 5'9 sophomore. He'll replace Detweiler, who just picked up the foul. Axel will stay man-to-man on the inbound. Dighton underneath their own basket. Nice no-look pass, wide open layup, left of the lane. Executed to perfection as Peyton Redburn. Gets an easy 2-point basket, and we're tied at 10. Shaughnessy to the high post, Schmelzley. Out to Broxton. Cut off on his baseline drive. Now floats the pass high to Shaughnessy. A deflection, trying to get it across the court to Schmitz. Schmitz has to go back and get it after it was deflected. And now his pass is deflected, and Dighton steals it away. Pass up the court to Daniel Kramer. His layup contested. Count it. Plus one. Foul on Colin Shaughnessy. And the basket drops. Nice finish by Daniel Kramer there through the contact. And that's Axel's second foul. First one against Colin Shaughnessy. He is able to capitalize on the Axel turnover. Dighton down the court in a hurry. 3-point play is completed as Daniel Kramer knocks in the free throw. This Dighton team is not really one to attack. They get a lot of points in the paint, but they I've only attempted 12 free throws total in the first two games of the state tournament here in Great Bend this week. And then a carry in the basketball against Axel here on the right wing by Broxterman. So a couple turnovers again by the Eagles, that 4 total. And it's Dighton that has the lead for the first time at 13-10, and we're going to get a timeout. Timeout's courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. Back in 30 seconds, Axel down 3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hansaland Radio.
Back to action, Titan basketball. They lead Axel 13-10. They drive and a pick shot good. Daniel Kramer has 8 points already for the Hornets, who have their biggest lead, really for... No, not the biggest lead of the game, but a 5-point lead is the biggest for Titan. Axel led early 6-0. Now a deflected pass, but it finds Boosting down low, and Grady Boosting caught the deflection, went right up and laid it in off the window, and that stops an impressive 7-0 run by the Hornets. Titan with the basketball. They lead 15-12, just over 2 minutes to go here in the first. Driving a finish, Carson Scheimer. The 6'4 seniors had two monster games here in Great Bend this week, and he's got his second bucket of the day. Rockstroman, Shaughnessy, Schmitz, inside is Schmelsley and Boosting for the Eagles. Knighton's still in the zone, but they've gone to more of a 3-2 instead of a 2-3 to defend the perimeter. Here's a missed three by Rockstroman. He still has not scored in this game, and Knighton by five with the basketball. 17-12, Axel with 12 points already. More than they had, just 9 in the whole first half last night against Lebo. Both teams shooting it really well here early on, but especially Dighton, who drives and kicks. Corner three on the near side. George Van Leonard missed. Rebounded by Brandon Schmelsley. Schmelsley directing some traffic, and the ball caught on his hip, and he carried it. That's now 5 turnovers against the Eagles, as Schmelsley was kind of looking, waiting for something to develop. Logan Sandman will check in. He's a 6'3 freshman, making his first appearance today at a solid game with 4 points last night, did Logan. Titan up by 5, and with the basketballs, the clock moves. 1 minute, 15 seconds left to go here in the opening frame. Eagles stay man-to-man, but Titan's been able to attack and hitting all their shots. Here's a pick and roll. Now the kickback, top of the key, 3. Kramer missed a short offensive board by Scheimer. Carson turns in the paint, goes up, and scores it. Second chance points, Carson and Scheimer. He's got a half dozen. Now a deflection. Dighton knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Axel Ball in their half court with 56 seconds to go. And now the biggest lead for either team is a 7-point advantage at 19-12 for the Hornets. Dighton came in the top seed, but upset by Cunningham by 3 points yesterday afternoon. Axel losing to Lebo by 7, so in this third place game for the second straight season. And a steal. That pass by Brockstrom. Taken away and up the court. And a hard foul. Basket no, but Daniel Kramer going to shoot 2 free throws. As Axel's gotten a little bit sloppy with the basketball. Some careless first quarter turnovers here lately. Turnovers are 7-2 right now. Not in Axel's favor. And a 7-point lead currently with Kramer heading to the line. He's 3-for-3 in the state tournament this week. A foul against the Eagles on Eli Brockstrom, his first. Detweiler and Shaughnessy each have 1 foul as well. The free throw's up and in. That is 9 points already for Daniel Kramer, who averages 16 a game. Brockstrom checks out. Only 1 foul called against Knighton in the contest so far. They missed the second free throw. Rebounded by Brandon Schmelsley. Pass ahead to Detweiler, back to Schmelsley, over to Shaughnessy, fake the 3 in the corner. Schmitz lets it fly, 3-pointer no good. Rebounded by Carson Scheimer. Nice 5. Boy, beautiful pass and a wide-open layup. Peyton Rayburn, that ball went to the left side of the court, back to the right side, and across the lane for a layup. It barely hit the floor. Beautiful transition, and the Hornets are up by 10, 22-12. Axel's cooled off, especially from three-point land after the first 2 makes by Colin Shaughnessy. They've missed 6 straight shots from downtown. Here's a 3-point try. Brandon Schmelsley near corner, still in the twine. Brandon Schmelsley hits the triple. 3 seconds left. Much-needed shot, and that'll end the first quarter. Axel down 10 for a moment, but they'll take just a 7-point deficit in the quarter number 2. Team's playing well here in the boys' third-place game in Class 1A Division 2. It's 22 points for the Dighton Hornets. The Axel Eagles have 15. A full one-minute timeout with one quarter in the book here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Kansaland Radio.
Man! They might as well have stepped back to half court. Way, way downtown. Broxton knocking it down. 25-21. Crossover dribble. Here's Kramer trying to feed it, and he's fouled. So the second foul on Axtell here in the second quarter. Still no player with a second personal foul yet. Knighton's only been whistled for one foul total on the day. And this is going to be the number two foul on Eli Broxton. So that one gives Axel a player with two fouls. Inbounds play miss, but a follow that misses by Boston Scheimer. Two good looks there for Knighton on the inbound play under their own bucket, but nothing to show for it. And now Landon Schmitz attacking baseline, feeding Logan Sandman, who fakes, goes up with the left hand, and the Sandman is in the scorebook, and a timeout by Knighton. Axel down 10 a moment ago. They pulled within two. It's 25-23. The Eagles down a pair with 6:33 to go till our Highland Community College halftime show. We'll take a break. Presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to Barton County on a Saturday afternoon. Justin Flick with you, 25-23. Dighton leading Axtell. It's the number one and two seeds in the third-place game. Axtell, good start to the second quarter, and they get a steal here as Eli Broxton takes it away. Eli's hit two long three-point buckets. He'll come down and shoot again. And this one is a little short, but a long rebound back to him. Broxton now to Schmelzley. He fires a three. That one off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound and a foul. Might be on Logan Sandman, who was trying to wrestle Boston Scheimer there to get the loose ball rebound. And it is a foul on the Eagles on Logan Sandman, his first personal. Already team foul number three on Axtell, though, with just a couple minutes gone by here in quarter number two. Axtell led early 6-0. Dighton's been up as many as 10. And currently it's a two-point game. And then Schmitz just checked out as back into the game is Detweiler for the Eagles. Here's a three ball missed by Daniel Kramer. Rebound controlled by Sandman, who had nine rebounds. The freshman in last night's loss to Lebo. Here's a bump and a foul against Dighton. First one of the second quarter, second one for the game. 5:35 to go, and the personal for Dighton is on Carson Scheimer, their leading scorer and rebounder. Another chance for the Eagles here, down two with the ball, as Sandman will check out, and Grady Boosting, after a little extended break there at the end of the first quarter, will come in here for the Eagles. They run an inbound player, four corners of the paint. Schmelzley covered up, and now Boosting is open. He missed a shot, partially deflected away by Dighton. Now Broxton, another three. He's feeling it. three threes in the second stanza. Eli Broxton, Udo, Pulse, Trace, and the Eagles lead by one. Right around the defender, wide open layup, Daniel Kramer. I think Axel was going to try to take a charge, but instead of contact, just kind of stepping and dribbling right around the defender, an easy lay-in for Kramer. He's now got 14 for Dyson. Here's a three ball, Broxton again, heat check, and that one an air ball from the far left corner. 27-26. Here's a pull up and connecting Daniel Kramer. This kid's got 17 points now in the contest. Dyton back up by three. Schmelzley fakes the triple over to Roxterman, gets a screen, dribbling on the left wing between the legs. Now takes off, flips it back to Detweiler. Looking inside with some motion there for the Eagles. Now a three by Shaughnessy. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Players diving, four of them on the hardwood. Then we get a jump ball. The possession arrow will go to Dyton. 4 minutes, 26 seconds left to halftime. Don't forget at the conclusion of today's third place game during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post game, we'll pick a player to bank on. And that's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Axtell on 103.9 KNZA today because Valley Heights girls currently playing in the girls third place game at Class 2A in Dodge City. Or later today, the Riverside girls will be playing for a championship. Coming up, the Centralia girls will be playing at 2 o'clock in the third place game today out in Colby. We have the Frankfort girls playing for a state championship at Colby. Also, Silver Lake girls playing for a championship at 3A in Hayes as Boston Scheimer hits his second field goal. And boy, that Axtell lead was really, really brief as all of a sudden they're quickly back down by five. 31-26, midway point of the quarter. Broxton drives his shot under the basket, partially blocked. Now the kick out of three, and it's Schmitz. That's no good. And we're going to get a foul on Grady Boosie, it looks like. So Axtell with four fouls now in this. Oh, no, they call it on Dyton. Excuse me. It's on Daniel Kramer. Just his first personal. He fouled number two, so no foul there on Boosie. Axtell keeps it underneath their own bucket. They get it into Broxton. Now Shaughnessy. All in a quiet 2 points last night, but he's already hit a couple threes. Off to a good start today. Driving is Schmelzley, and they call the charge. Just a bit out of control there. Brandon Schmelzley will pick up his first personal. Of course, last night he got his fourth foul with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Didn't return until six and a half to go in the fourth. And Axtell certainly missed Brandon Schmelzley trying to come back. As here he gets a steal, and then gets hammered hard from behind. Off the Dyton turnover, Brandon Schmelzley will attempt the first free throws for Axtell here today. The Eagles have made 6 3-point baskets already this afternoon. Brandon Schmelzley, 58% at the line. First free throws today with 3:44 to go, second quarter. Schmelzley a little bit strong on the first one. Noah Romer, a 5'11 junior, makes his first appearance. Dyton's now played seven guys total. Axtell's played seven as well to this point. Schmelzley hits the second free throw. That's point number six now for Brandon Schmelzley. 31-27. Axtell's been down 10 already here in the first half. Now down the lane, and a shot missed a little short by Carson Scheimer. Axtell's got the rebound. Landon Schmitz way up the court. Tipped away, but not touched by Broxton before it went out. Good job by Eli there to kind of avoid going to get that basketball, just letting it go out after Dyton tipped it back near half court. So the Eagles keep it underneath their own goal. They trail by four. Third place game again this year here at Great Bend. Schmelzley fakes, leans in from the foul line, shot blocked. Great defense by Carson Scheimer. Here come the Hornets from right to left. Kramer, a little stop and go, pulls up now over Schmitz and hit it. That kid can score. 19 points for Daniel Kramer in the first half. He's a junior. Dyton has four seniors on their team, but really only two that play significant varsity minutes. Here's a drive, and oh, the layup spun out by Broxton. Offensive board kept alive by Shaughnessy. Now it's stolen. Taking the basketball is Carson Scheimer. He'll stop and shoot a three in a one-on-two. Missed it badly. Follow, though. That bounced out, missed by Noah Romer. And now we got a foul against Dighton here in the backcourt. And the foul going against Jace Ming after Axtell had secured the rebound. Foul number four on Dighton. So both teams have four fouls now in this second quarter. Boosting goes out. Logan Sandman checks back in. Landon Schmitz will control the point, bring up the basketball for the Eagles, who are down now by 6 points. 33-27. 2:40 to go till halftime. Down low, posting up at Sandman, going up, missing it, getting his own miss, and that time blocked on the second shot by Boston Scheimer. Here's Kramer stepping on the brakes. Boy, this kid can shoot. Got to find him. 5'10 junior with 19 points already. He scored 53 now in the three state tournament games. Fadeaway, missed shot by Carson Scheimer, and Axtell in transition wanting to push it. Rockstrom, little stop and go, double team, flips it back up top to Schmelzley, fakes right, takes a wide open three, it's no good, and Sandman will commit a foul, his second, and will walk to the other end as it's bonus time now. Dykes are going to get a couple free throws and a chance to extend a 6-point advantage. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll get you the first half statistics from the Optimized Tax Management Group, member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton and Northeast Kansas Tax Service in Whiting. Jace Ming missing the first of two free throws. He's one of the seniors that plays a little bit off the bench. They only start one senior. Have two that haven't played it in the state tournament yet. As Ming hits the second free throw and becomes the fifth different player to score here for Dighton today. Hornets by 7. 2 minutes to go in this first half. Dighton's gone man-to-man, by the way. Axtell kind of shot him out of the zone. Now a drive by Schmelzley. Shot blocked away. Some good height on this Dighton team, where they're quite a bit taller than Axtell at every single position, it seems like. Daniel Kramer. Fade away, missed it on the baseline. Quick shot there that might have been a bit forced. Now Broxton brings it ahead for Axel. Finds Schmelzley the trailer. Missed the layup, but cleaned up by Landon Schmitz. Ball fell right to him there, and a good job hustling to the basket as he got the late offensive board and the putback. Now six players have scored for Axel. Schmitz with his first point to pull the Eagles within five. Carson Scheimer takes off over Sandman and stays out there with two fouls. No good, and Landon Schmitz able to tip the rebound to himself. Again, missing 20 games this season, trying to rehab from injury. Heard Coach Tynan talking the pregame about Landon Schmitz. The Eagles getting him back here for the postseason. Now, Axtell turnover. Heading to the other end, Carson Scheimer, coast to coast, lays it in. He's got 8 points. And Axtell with their eighth turnover, that one proves costly. 36-29. Schmelzley. With Scheimer on him, flips it over to Broxton, a deep three. This one won't fall. Sandman rebounds. Goes up, got fouled. Doesn't matter. Count the bucket, and a free throw pending. Logan Sandman working hard on the glass. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Schmelzley needing a breather. We'll check out with 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Axtell can cut it to four. Sandman, a 50% free throw shooter, takes a deep breath, spins it, flicks it. It's good. 5 points for Logan here in the half, 36-32. Dighton has Noah Raymer, who gets it back to Daniel Kramer, and he pulls up again. Another quick guarded shot. No good, and an over-the-back foul on Noah Raymer, and Axtell going to get two free throws at the other end. It's bonus time for the Eagles. Raymer picks up his first personal. And the Eagles can cut into this deficit as Logan Sandman just completed a three-point play. Now going to get two free throws, adding another rebound to his first half stat sheet. Next free throw for the freshman. Money. Sandman has 6 points now off the bench. Axtell has six for Shaughnessy, six for Schmelzley, and they're led by Eli Broxterman with 9 points on three threes here in this second quarter. Sandman missed that one a little bit long. Rebound tipped around. It's on the floor. Dighton able to pop it up and get it ahead. Cross half court with 25 seconds to go in the half. A one-possession game. 36-33. Eagles have been man-to-man defense since the opening tip. There's a lob to the high post. Carson Scheimer looking to feed it back to Kramer. Now he turns. He'll pull up a contested shot missed. Rebound Boston Scheimer. And then a traveling on Noah Raymond before he took off. That's turnover number 5 now against Dighton. Brandon Schmelzley and Wyatt Detweiler come in for the final possession of this first half. As they'll help Axtell get a good look with 8 seconds to go. A 3 would tie us up. Scoring has been great. Axtell only had 38 points total in the game against Lebo last night. They've already got 33 here in the half. Looking for more. Schmelzley over to Boosie. 3 seconds left. Now 2. Boosie gets rid of it. Shaughnessy with 1. Doesn't get it off in time. He did make the 3-pointer, but it doesn't count as the play took a little bit too long to develop. And Eagles will be down by 3 points here at the break. It's Dighton 36, Axtell 33. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. First half, statistics, and more coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KNZA.
Here's Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke with you here at Great Bend, Kansas. Third place boys game in 1A Division 2, and Axtell down by 3 points to Dighton at the break. It's 36-33, a highly entertaining first half. Axtell led 6-0 in this one as they got a couple three-pointers out of the gate by Colin Shaughnessy. Axtell kept shooting the threes, 19 total attempts in the first half, and they made 6 of them. So 6 of 19 from long range for the Eagles, and no three-pointers made by Dighton. They were 0 for 5 from the perimeter, but they made 16 out of 32 shots total, so Dighton shot it well. They end up 50% for the first half. Axtell makes just 34%. They were 12 of 35 were the Eagles. They had a 7 rebounding advantage and also had 7 more offensive rebounds than Dighton did in the first half. Leading rebounders for Axtell include Brandon Schmelzley with 6. Landon Schmidt already has 5. And Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman both have 4 rebounds already here in the first half. Axtell was down by 10 with just under a minute to go in the first quarter. They were down 22-12 and then hit a 3-pointer to pull within 22-15 at the end of one quarter. Axtell battling back but could never take the lead in the second quarter despite outscoring Dighton 18-14, and they trail by 3 at the break. Axtell's biggest lead was 6 points. That was 6-0 early on. Let's check the individual first half scoring numbers, all brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Team member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Kink and Kate Omler and Michelle Callison in Holton, or see NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff, located just west of Whiting. Scoring for Titan, wow, Daniel Kramer, 19 points in the first half. He shot the ball extremely well, 8 of 15 for the junior Daniel Kramer, 19 points here at the break. The big guy, 6'4 senior Carson Scheimer, he's got 8 points to go along with just 3 boards. 4 points each for Boston Scheimer and Peyton Redbird, and 1 point for Jace Ming, as Dyson was 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Axtell goes 3 of 5 from the charity stripe. Axtell had 6 players score, none in double digits yet. They're led by Eli Brockstrom. He hit 3 threes, a couple of them way downtown in the second quarter. 9 points for Eli Brockstrom here at halftime. Colin Shaughnessy's got a couple threes and 6 points. Brandon Schmelsley hit a 3. He's got 6 points. Logan Sandman has 6 off the bench. Grady Busing has 4 points. And Landon Schmitz has the other 2 for Axtell, who did have 9 turnovers in the first half, while Dykton only had 5 first-half turnovers. So Eagles got to clean it up just a bit. They busted a zone early that Dykton played and then struggled a little bit more after the Hornets went man-to-man defense the rest of the first half. Again, our score at the break is Dyton 36, Axtell 33. This is the third-place game. The boys' championship in 1A Division II will be between the number 4 seed Cunningham and the number 6 seed Lebo. In fact, the Lebo girls and boys are both in the state championship games here at Barton County Community College today. Lebo girls taking on Hanover from the Twin Valley League as the Hanover girls look to go back-to-back. I mentioned other TVL action as the Valley Heights girls playing right now in the third-place game down at 2A in Dodge City. And then we'll have the Centralia girls coming up at 2 o'clock in their third-place game at Colby for 1A Division I. The Frankfort girls go for a state championship, the title game for the first time since the 80s. The Frankfort girls later today on 92.1 as they battle for the 1A D1 girls state championship. In Class 2A, the Riverside girls will play for a state championship in Dodge City today. They're in the title game for the second straight year, are the Cyclones. And then in Class 3A in Hutchinson, you got the Silver Lake girls trying to win it all as they vie for the 3A girls title today in Hutchinson. That'll be right here on 103.9 KNZA in about 4 hours. Also, Atchison boys playing for third place today. That's at Class 4A in Salina. That'll be coming up later at 2 o'clock on our sister station, CARE 93.7. So a lot of basketball, 7 teams, and a couple in action in state championship games today in Nebraska, as well as the Auburn boys and the Johnson Brock boys both playing for state titles in their respective classes at the Nebraska High School Boys State Tournament today, with coverage, of course, up north on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. It's kind of where we're at here on the final day of the high school basketball season. We owe you a final timeout on our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. We'll get you set for the third quarter coming up with Axtell down 3 points in the boys' third place game here in Great Bend. It's live on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans, along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. We're getting set for the third quarter. Justin Fluke with you here at Great Bend, Barton County Community College. 36-33, Dighton leads Axtell. Foul trouble for the Eagles. Eli Brockstrom and Logan Sandman each have two personals. Dighton has no player. They only had six first-half fouls, and they were on six different individuals, so no foul trouble for Dighton and head coach Tyler Ling. Axtell the visitors. It's the top two seeds, but Axtell the number two seed. They get an early three missed by Shaughnessy in the Road Blue Unis. Axtell will go right to left here in the second half. Dighton with their first possession of the half. Trying to get it down to the right block. Now a kick out. Fake three by George Van Linrod, and he got stripped. Axtell able to get the steal. That's six turnovers on Dighton. Axtell had nine turnovers in the first half. We'll see if they can cut down on that. Shaughnessy bounces it into Schmelzing and sends it down low on the block. And Grady Boosie puts it up and in. Grady Boosie now with 6 points right on his season average. And the Eagles are within 1 point. Here's Daniel Kramer. Got to find a way to slow him down, but he gets a tough fadeaway falling out of bounds on the baseline. Now 21 points for Daniel Kramer. Detweiler fakes the three, drives, reverse layup, blocked. He gets it back. Now Broxton in a triple, left wing. That's a little bit short. Dighton rebounds. And the Hornets with a three-point lead. A minute gone by here in this third quarter. Push the ball ahead. Boston Scheimer attacks. Shoots, missed it. Rebound tip to Eli Broxton. Broxton at three threes in the second quarter. He's got nine to lead the Eagles. He made six three-point baskets. 6 out of 20, though, now from three-point land. Axtell shot 34%. Dighton hit 50% of their shots. Here's one missing by Schmelzley. And the rebound by George Van Leonrot. Up ahead. And the banker missed by Scheimer. But the follow's there. Carson Scheimer cleans up Boston Scheimer's miss. And Carson in double digits with 10 points now in this game. So the Eagles cut it to one, but now quickly back down five. And they are facing the 3-2 zone. This ball's kicked, and the Eagles will keep it here with 6:09 left, third quarter. Dighton started in a 2-3 zone. Axtell hit a lot of threes. They played some of this 3-2 zone and obviously some man defense later as well. Axtell won the second quarter 18-14, but trailed at the end of one quarter by seven. Down low to Schmelzley, out to Shaughnessy, and three-pointer again. This one rolls off. Offensive board by Boosie. Boosie now to Detweiler. Pass deflected and picked up. Here comes Dighton. George Van Leonard picks it up, trying to go coast-to-coast with Shaughnessy darting in front of him. A foul will be called, and we'll have free throws coming up. So two free throws for Dighton from George Van Leonard, who hasn't scored or attempted a free throw yet in this game. Foul on Colin Shaughnessy of Axtell, number two. Shaughnessy joins Brockstrom and Sandman with two personals each. Detweiler will check out. Landon Schmitz comes in. Axtell down five as Van Leonard gets sent for his second free throw attempt. Had 10 points in the opening round against Marmaton Valley. He's got his first one today. He becomes the sixth different player to score for Dighton, who leads it by six over the Eagles. Axtell trailed by as many as 10 in the first half. And their deflected pass, it'll stay with the Eagles. This one goes into the Axtell bench, where head coach Jason Tynan walks down towards the baseline to signal the inbound play. Coach Tynan will now stand in the corner. I remember Coach Tynan, broadcasted him. He's a Frankfurt graduate from back in 2003. In fact, Jason Tynan's alma mater, Frankfurt, playing in the state title game today. The girls in Colby. Here's a long, long three. Eli Broxteman. His range is simply unlimited. 12 points for Eli Broxteman. Cuts the deficit in half. Now a little pull-up jumper missed by Daniel Kramer. Offensive board is ripped away by Eli Broxteman. Good handles there by Broxteman. Gets it back on the left wing. Tries to drive on Boston Scheimer. He's cut off, so he'll flip it back up top to Schmelsley. Eli, the first Eagle in double figures, scoring now with 12 points today. Under 5 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Axel down by three, going against a 3-2 zone. A lot of skip passes here on the perimeter. Now to the high post. Schmelsley kicks it out. Schmitz in the corner. His triple is good. Landon Schmitz joins the three-point shooting barrage. That's eight made triples for the Eagles here today. And we are tied 41-41. Pull-up jumper and a good friendly bounce off the back iron. Daniel Kramer, man, that kid shoots from anywhere. Now a three by Broxteman way downtown. No good. Rebounded by Schmelsley. Flips it to the high post to Shaughnessy. Approaching the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. Broxteman up top, working one-on-one against Van Leonard. Now Schmelsley fakes the three, got his man up, drives, no look past the boost, he didn't handle it. Now he gets it back, kicks it out. Broxteman missed the three, rebounded by Schmitz. Schmitz goes to Schmelsley, who goes up and scores. Great passing, offensive rebounding, hustle play, and Brandon Schmelsley now has 8 points, and we're tied again at 43. Drive, shot, this one won't go for Daniel Kramer. He's about all their offense right now, and many possessions, there isn't even more than a pass, if any. Here's a Schmelsley three in the air ball. The ball kind of caught on his hip as he went to pull up there for the shot. And checking in is Logan Sandman, replacing Grady Boosting for the Eagles, who had a chance to take the lead there, but could not. It's still 43-43. Most folks thought maybe these two teams would be playing today in a state championship, the top two seeds in this 1A D2 tournament. Now they muscle it down low, and we got a block or a charge. Both officials blew their whistle. The one under the basket closest is going to rule it a block foul, and the basket going to count as well. So an and one for George Van Leon Ron, who has 3 points and a free throw pending. Free throw no good. That was a third foul, by the way. Oh, no, just a second, excuse me, on Axel. Second personal on Landon Schmitz. So Schmitz with two, Broxteman with two, Sandman with two, Shaughnessy with two. But still no player with 3 points yet in this game. Free throw was no good. The ball went out. So Axel has it down a deuce, 45-43. Schmelsley on the baseline. Nice move. Reverse layup, no. Sandman kept it alive. Now picked up by Carson Scheimer. In transition, here comes Carson Scheimer, and he lost the handle. Turnover for Dighton, their seventh. Eagles quickly to the other end. Broxterman over to Schmelsley. Attacks. Way up, no good. Both teams looking a little bit winded now, playing for the second straight day, and we're going to get a timeout called by the Dighton coach, Tyler Ling, and we will take the timeout. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn or visit them online at popcorngifts.net. A timeout with 2:36 to go here in the third quarter. It's Dighton 45 and the Axtell Eagles 43.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Flukback with you here in Great Bend. 2:36 to go, third quarter. Heck of a ball game. Dighton 45, Axtell 43. Only two fouls here in the third quarter. Those are both on Axtell. Dykton will have the basketball out of a timeout, which leaves the Hornets with three timeouts remaining. Axtell only used one. That was early in the game. They have four timeouts remaining. Eagles man-to-man defense. Been that way since the opening tip all season, all here at State. And a jumper in the lane that rolls in, crawled around the rim, and falls through for Boston Scheimer. He's got 6 points, and the Hornets back up to a four-point advantage. There's a long three. Broxton missed it with a hand in his face. Eli Broxton, the six-foot junior, 15 points on 5 3-pointers today. 47-46. Eagles down one. Here's Daniel Kramer again. 25 points. He just makes it look so easy. Now Broxton with a three-pointer again. 49-49. Eli Broxton at three threes in the second quarter. He's got three more threes here in the third quarter. And we're knotted at 49. Tied at 41s and 43s as well here in this third quarter with 90 seconds to go in the frame. Shot in and out. Missed in the paint by Carson Scheimer. Now Schmelzley picks it up, finds Broxton. He's in range once he crosses that half-court line, and then a travel against Schmelzley. That'll be the first turnover this half, number 10 for the day for Axtell. And the game stays tied at 49. Scoring has been phenomenal for both teams. Axtell has now made 10 three-pointers today, 6 of them by Eli Broxterman. Crossover, Daniel Kramer. He's been the show for Dykton. He couldn't get this one, but an easy follow. Carson Scheimer caught it, shot it in the air. Off the window, banked home for point number 12. Carson Scheimer puts Dykton back up 2. Under a minute we go here in the third quarter. A great quarter. Schmelzley makes the 3 to Broxterman, top of the key. Now they've got Jace Ming guarding him. Schmelzley finds a cutter. Nice look to Sandman across the lane, but missed a little right-handed scoop shot. Pretty good find there, but Sandman didn't quite get it squared up as he wanted and couldn't flip it up and in. Again, both these teams looking a little bit fatigued here. This has been a fast-played, up-and-down contest as Dykton may try to hold it here with under 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. The lead 51-49. Axtell's only been able to take a brief one-point lead since the first quarter. There's a baseline drive and finish by Carson Scheimer. Not going to hold for the final shot. Scheimer's got 14. Still 10 seconds left. Shaughnessy lost the handle, but it's saved in by Broxterman. 5 seconds left. Sandman back near half court. Schmelzley checks the clock and a timeout by Coach Tynan. His team a little discombobulated there. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. Just a quick 30-second timeout. Both coaches will have 3 timeouts remaining in the fourth quarter. But I think Coach Tynan a good timeout here, realizing that maybe his team wasn't going to get a look, and they were just scrambling with 3.7 seconds left in this third quarter. So they'll try to get a shot up here because Dykton will have the basketball to begin the fourth. I'm going to try to score if you can down by 4. It's 53-49. Again, we're tied at 41s, tied at 43s, tied at 49s here in this third quarter. Axtell's hit 4 triples in this period. They will inbound on the sideline here with 3.7 seconds to go. Schmelzley to trigger it in. Dykton matches up man-to-man. Eagles have 4 guys down in the paint. They get it into Broxton, a straightaway 3 up top. Oh, my! It's good! Another dagger! Eli Broxton. That's a blackjack. He's got 21 on 7 made three-point shots. And Dykton's lead is 1 point with 1 quarter to go. It's the Hornets 53, the Axtell Eagles 52, coming back after a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Flipback with you here at Barton County Community College. Fourth quarter just underway, a couple seconds in, and a quick foul whistled against Axtell. It's on Wyatt Detweiler. That's just his second. Here's a three on the inbound, missed in the corner, and out off the Hornets. So Axtell have the ball down by one. Eli Brockstrom with a three. His time expired. Again, credit Jason Tynan for realizing his team may be struggling there to just keep possession and knowing the situation with 3 seconds left, got the timeout, set up a play, and they hit a three to make it a one-point game here coming into the fourth. Schmelzley drives, steps into the lane, gets the basket, plus one. Brandon Schmelzley in double digits with 10. Axtell's got the lead. Schmelzley going to get a free throw, and the Eagles taking the lead for just the second time by 1 point since early on when they had a 10-6 lead. Schmelzley free throw and perfect. A 3-point play for Brandon Schmelzley. He's got 11. Brockstrom has 21, and it's Axtell on top by two. 55-53. Got the triple by Brockstrom at the end of that third quarter. He's hit 7 triples and scored 21. Axtell has now made 11 3-point buckets in this game today. There's a missed shot a little bit short. Carson Scheimer left it fading away. Petit still settling in. Eagles by two. Detweiler fakes the shot. Looks Tynan with one finger up on his right hand. Dykton has gone to a man-to-man defense. 1 minute gone by here in the fourth. 7 minutes to go. Shaughnessy takes it from Schmelzley, and Detweiler threw it out of bounds. Brockstrom is coming to set a screen. Detweiler not on the same page with him. Only 2 turnovers, though, this half. 11 now total for the Eagles in this game. An untimely turnover there. They all count big here in the fourth quarter. With Axtell up by 2. Daniel Kramer has been the man, and he'll shoot it up and in again. 27 points. Anytime he touches the ball in the half court, he's going to shoot it. And he's made a lot more than he's missed, no doubt. A 27-point game for the junior, and now a foul against Dighton on Detweiler's attack. I think this is on Daniel Kramer. Dighton, however, only has one player with 2 fouls. That's Boston Scheimer. Now this one is going to be number 2 on Daniel Kramer, as we mentioned. But nobody even has 3 fouls yet for Dighton or for Axtell. Axtell had a lot of guys with 2, but they avoided further foul trouble in that third quarter. Axtell won the third quarter 19-7. Here's a drive by Brockstrom and missed it in the paint. Now a breakaway, Daniel Kramer. Axtell didn't get back. Schmelzley chasing from behind. He might have got a piece of it. Kramer couldn't finish. Kramer missed the layup. Good hustle by Brandon Schmelzley to get back. Now a wide open 3. Shot! Property! Collins' third triple. He's got 9. The Eagles lead by a triple. It's 58-55 with 5:50 to go. Here's another pull-up and hit it from the foul line. Daniel Kramer, 29 points, putting on a show. 58-57, Brockstrom and stop and go. Nice feed, cruising wide open. That's Grady with 8 points now. Terrific find by Eli Brockstrom. He got the dime, and Grady was ready for it and able to finish. 60-57, Eagles. Here's a 3 up top. Kramer and a foul called. Hacked on the arm and going to get 3 free throws. Foul on Brandon Schmelzley. Going to be just his second personal. 5:25 to go in the game. Daniel Kramer looking to add to his 29-point scoring day. And the free throw is good. It gives him 30. What a game. Through 3 quarters, Daniel Kramer made 11 out of 20 shots. Missed that second free throw. Has one more coming. So he won't be able to tie it with this next foul attempt. Still not a player with 3 fouls yet in this game. In good shape there. Both teams have 3 timeouts left. Axtell has the possession arrow. Third free throw won't go. So Kramer gets just one of three, and Axtell leads it 60-58. TBL tournament champs. Finished second in the regular season, despite handing Centralia their lone league loss. Schmelsley back to Broxton. Now Shaughnessy up top. Back-to-back bomb for Colin Shaughnessy. It is a three-point shooting parade here in Great Bend. Now a drive and a foul as Axtell has now made 13 three-point buckets today. 13 threes for the Eagles, letting it fly from the perimeter. A couple more free throws coming up here for Daniel Kramer, who just made one of three. This time fouled on his way to the rim by Wyatt Detweiler, and that's the third personal on the Axtell freshman. Free throw good this time for Daniel Kramer, giving him 31 points. Checking in is Logan Sandman. Out goes Grady Boosie. Grady and Grant Cousins, the only two seniors on this Eagle team, and they're going to be good again next year. Second free throw rattled in, so Kramer gets them both this time. The 5'10 junior, averaging 16 points per game this season, has double that, 32 here in the third-place game. Schmelsley attacks. He lays it in strong. On the left side, Brandon Schmelsley, 13 points now for him. And at the other end, a missed layup and a rebound by Kramer, who's again fouled. And Daniel Kramer, actually it was Redburn, I think, that got this rebound. Yeah, but he's going to get the two free throws. Peyton Redburn will go to the line for the first time today. He's got 4 points. The foul is the third on Logan Sandman. So now Detweiler and Sandman each have 3 fouls for Axtell. Free throw Redburn is in and out, no good. Axtell leading by 5. Their biggest lead today was 6-0. Remember, they trailed by 10 on 2 different occasions. Axtell had 10 games this year. That's it, decided by single digits. They're 9-1 with the one loss coming last night. Another missed free throw, but an offensive rebound. The follow no good by Carson Scheimer. Now we got a foul against the Hornets. Frustration foul in the backcourt. After that miss by Carson Scheimer, they'll pick up his second foul. That's team foul number 3. So 3 fouls on Dighton and 4 fouls on Axtell in this fourth quarter. Both teams nearing free throw opportunities with under 4.5 minutes remaining here in Great Bend. Logan Schmitz has checked in. He almost lost the handle. Gets it up top. A wide open three. Sandman no good. Schmitz though rebounds. And he puts it back up and through. Landon Schmitz, the offensive rebound. He's got 7. And we got a timeout called by Dyson. Axtell's got the biggest lead in the game. 67-60. A timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting with 4 minutes and 8 seconds remaining. It's Axtell 67 and Dighton 60 here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
At Seneca Bayleville Veterinary Services, we have a team of doctors to help you with the health care of your livestock and companion animals. This is Dr. Ridinghouse, and we have the resources and experience with our staff to make sure your animals get the care needed when they need it. With full-service locations in Seneca and Bayleville, we can provide all the products and assistance necessary. In Seneca, call 336-2456 for me or Dr. Jones, or in Bayleville, call 336-6647 for Dr. Burkett, and we will be at your service.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Three-pointers, that tells much of the story for the Axtell Eagles. Here today in this third-place game, Class 1A Division 2. Justin Flick back with you, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Dighton has the basketball out of their timeout with two of those now remaining, but it's Axtell leading it 67-60. Eagles will stay man-to-man. Here's Jace Ming handing it to Boston Scheimer, floats it over to Daniel Kramer, has been the hot hand with 32, baseline drive, shot bounces off the rim, no good, rebounded by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy's made 4 three-pointers today. Broxton has hit 7. Schmitz has 1. Schmelsley has 1. And Axtell can take a little bit of air out of the basketball here with 3.5 minutes to go. 7 points, their largest lead. They were up early 6-0, but trailed twice by 10. And Schmelzley attacking. He'll get to the line for a pair. Both teams will now be in the bonus the remainder of this game. Schmelzley fouled on the shot attempt, heading to the stripe here where he's 2-for-3 so far today. Schmelzley has 13 points, scored 15 in the opening round win over Beloit St. John Tipton. First free throw, no good. Brandon held the floor. It's kind of a revenge game. Bounced back today after all that frustrating foul trouble and only getting 4 points total last night against Lebo. That was the third, by the way, on Carson Scheimer, who's got 32 points. As Schmelzley hits the second, he's got 14 points, and the Eagles extend their lead at 68-60. No pressure by Axel. They'll wait and pick him up here in the half court. Daniel Kramer across the timeline, working against Schmelzley. Pulls up, got fouled. Schmelzley didn't think there was a ton of contact there on the jumper from the stripe. And Daniel Kramer with 32 points, going to get two more free throws. He has made 6 out of 9 free throws in this game. Third personal on Schmelzley. Free throws splash. Seven of 10 free throws for Daniel Kramer. And that one rattles in as well. 34 points for the junior. Had 9 in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter. Just 6 points in the third quarter, but now already 9 here in the fourth. That's still facing a man-to-man, Schmelzley. They lead by 6. They go under 3 minutes remaining, and Schmelzley is bumped and fouled by Carson Scheimer. And he's going to be the first player to get a fourth personal foul here in this game. Grady Boosie will exit. Logan Sandman checks back in. And with 4 fouls, Carson Scheimer going to stay in the game. Hasn't been quite as good on the boards today at 18-14 against Marmaton Valley, and then 26 points, 18 rebounds against Cunningham in the loss yesterday. Schmelzley back at the line. First free throw, Swiss. 15 points for Brandon Schmelzley, right near his season average. Had a great state tournament. Just that second free throw a little short. The lead is 7. They made it 3 possessions with under 3 minutes to go here in the third place game. Driving a miss and, man, hitting a padding tough hard on the end of the court under the basket is Daniel Kramer. He doesn't get back in time. And there's a layup by Landon Schmidt. Phenomenal kind of no-look reverse layup. And another timeout by Dyson. The Eagles exploding here in the fourth quarter. They have scored 19 points already in this fourth quarter, still with 2:44 to go. Dyson uses their next to last timeout as Axel's biggest lead of the game. It's a 9-point margin. 71 for the Eagles, 62 for the Dyson Hornets. And we're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Kansaland Radio.
The Eye of the Eagle. Jason Tynan's squad playing really, really well in the final game of the season. And now looking to finish it and take home some hardware. Back to Northeast Kansas. Axel leading Dyson, 71-62. Back here in the fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper and hitting it, Daniel Kramer. 36 points now for Daniel Kramer, who kind of landed awkwardly there after making that shot and is limping a little bit on the left ankle. He's trying to just walk it off, and says, Coach, I need to come out for just a minute. That's a tough substitution to pull out a kid that has 36 points here in this contest. He's keeping his team alive, and they are down by 7. Under 2.5 minutes remaining. Axel will bring it up from right to left. They're led by Eli Brockstrom with 21 points. Schmelzley's got 15. Shaughnessy has 12. Logan Schmitz has Landon Schmitz has nine. Here's a steal. Axtell lost the handle and a foul before handing it off to Noah Raymer, who made a layup, but fouled before making the pass. They're in transition after the 12th Axtell turnover was Carson Scheimer, and he's going to get two. 14 points for Carson Scheimer today. First free throw. Yep. Hit the rim, the glass, the front iron, and then fell through. Sandman comes in, and out goes Brandon Schmelzley for a quick rest. Nope, it's Boosie that's going to come out. Excuse me. Begins to cut the deficit down to five. Scheimer's second free throw today. Perfect. He's got 16. 71-66. Landon Schmitz quickly into the half court, all the way to the basket. He's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. First free throws for Landon Schmitz coming up today. First free throws in the state tournament for Landon Schmitz coming up. So great to see him battling back from injury out there here in the postseason, making a huge impact. Has a chance to score double digits today. First of two free throws. Way short. He's sitting on 9 points. One of the 13 threes made by Axtell in this game. And limping back onto the court is Daniel Kramer with his 36 points. Like his ankle is okay. Schmitz, second free throw. Boom. 10 for Schmitz. And the lead is 6. 72-66. 2:05 remaining. Making it up top. Scheimer now shoots the three. The big guy missed it badly. Offensive board. Then Lindraw gets the finish. Now full court pressure by Dighton. Able to break it is Landon Schmitz. Ahead is Shaughnessy, who goes through the lane to the right side. Scoop shot, no. Sandman rebounds. Shot blocked, but a foul. And two free throws coming here for Logan Sandman. As Axtell, you can bet, is going to have to make some more charity tosses here to help protect the lead and put this win away. Sandman is 2 for 3 at the line and has 6 points. All those came back in the second quarter off the bench. The 6'3 freshman eyes it, tries it, and cannot buy it. It's short. A lot of shots missing a little bit short as these teams tired have played a fantastic game today. Isn't it amazing how you're actually, you score 38 points one night, now going to push 80-plus the next. Both free throws empty by Logan Sandman, so the lead is just 4 for Axtell. There's Daniel Kramer setting it up for Dighton. Gets it to Scheimer, who pulls up and missed, follows it and missed too strong. Tipped rebound. Schmitz battling for it. Boy, he hit the floor really hard. A jump ball was whistled. Landon Schmitz went down, and he's holding that right wrist. Possession arrow favors Axtell, the first jump ball we've had in this fourth quarter. And just a minute and 31 seconds left to go in the game. Axtell will have the ball leading by 4. Dighton with full court pressure as the Eagles get set up to try to handle it. Schmitz with the other three guys back at half court. Sandman, Rocksterman, and Shaughnessy at half court. Schmelzley is going to throw it in, and Coach Tynan going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Two timeouts left for the Axtell Eagles. Dighton has only one left, and we're at 91 seconds to go in this game. Axtell will have the ball when we return in a half minute. It's Axtell 72 and Dighton 68 here on KNZA.
The crop sale closing date is, of course, fast approaching. So now's the time to lock in your crop insurance coverage with Farm Bureau Financial Services. Contact me, Kirk Peterson, Farm Bureau agent in Seneca, Kansas, or my colleague Anna Baker to help you protect your operation. We can help you review details of the new crop year and determine the right coverage options for you. Contact Farm Bureau agent Kirk Peterson today to protect your bottom line. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
With studio engineer Steph Tollison, Justin Flukback with you here in Great Bend. 72-68, Axtell leading in the third-place game, 1A Division 2 over Dighton. Have to take care of the basketball here. Eagles scoring has been going up throughout this game. They scored 15 in the first quarter, 18 in the second quarter, 19 in the third quarter. They already have scored 20 points here in the fourth quarter. Going to need some more. 72, probably not enough to win it. Inbounds to Brandon Schmelzley. No need to force anything here for Axel. The ball's stolen away from Schmelzley. Great defense by Carson Scheimer up the court, and they left him alone. Gave him the open layup. Schmelzley didn't want to foul. Carson Scheimer with 18 off an Axel turnover. We've got a two-point game. A wide-open three. Broxton airballed it in the corner, and it's out, and it's going to be Dyson Ball. Axel led by 9. Their biggest lead of the afternoon was 71-62 with 2:45 remaining. But now with 1 minute to go, Dyson's got the ball, and they're only down a deuce. Daniel Kramer has scored 36. He puts up a three, missed it. Rebound hit by Smith, but he can't hold on. And now it's out off the Hornets. Kramer touched it last, and Axel dodged a bullet there. Knight was looking to take the lead. They are on a 10-1 run. Just one free throw by Landon Schmitz. That's all Axel scored here in about the last 2 minutes of basketball. Axel was trying to get it in. Coming to the ball was Eli Broxton. Felt like he was being pushed from behind as he went flying and sliding out of bounds. And that's another Axel turnover as he couldn't touch the ball coming at it, saying he was being pushed. And another timeout by Coach Tynan. But that'll mean both teams have just one timeout remaining. 55 seconds. Now all that's left to go here in this boys' third place game, 1A Division 2. We'll take another timeout. This is a full timeout. Dyson has the basketball down 2 on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Great Bend. A good inbounds play under their own basket. Dyson able to get their hot score. Daniel Kramer cutting to the hoop. And the attempted block is a foul on Eli Broxton. That's his third foul. Both teams in the bonus. First free throw good. And Daniel Kramer now has 37 points in this contest to lead the Hornets. 38 points as he hits both free throws. And we are tied 72-72. By the way, that last timeout, I thought Axel took it, but it was Dyson. So Dyson is out of timeouts. None remaining. Axel has 2 timeouts left. The Eagles have the ball, but they've turned it over a couple times here lately in the fourth quarter. And now Coach Tynan going to use a timeout. So only 1 timeout left in this game. It'll belong to Axel. The Eagles will have the ball, and it's another full timeout, so we'll have a chance to thank some of our great postseason basketball sponsors making the live free worldwide broadcast possible again here from Great Bend today. What a fantastic finish we've got on hand. It's all tied at 72, 45 seconds left, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville wants you to know about their special program offered to teachers in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's called Debit for a Difference, and it offers grants that are funded through their members' use of their debit cards. Membership is not required to apply for a grant. Teachers, find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
KNZA.
A beautiful Saturday, sunny afternoon in a third-place game down to the wire here with 45 seconds to go in Great Bend. Axel 72, Titans 72. Top 2 seeds trying to avenge an upset semifinal loss yesterday here at Barton County Community College. Axel's got the ball out of a timeout. Game tied, long skip pass, nearly stolen. Now Shaughnessy gets it, drives and lays it in. Colin Shaughnessy makes it 74-72. Now a crossover, baseline jumper, left a little short, long rebound. Detweiler finally able to corral it, and then Detweiler is fouled with 24 seconds left. Missed shot by Boston Scheimer there for Dighton. And Axel has a chance to increase the lead here at the foul line. Wyatt Detweiler has not scored today, did not score against Lebo after posting 7 in the opening round against Beloit St. John, but a good free throw shooter on the year, 75%. Big one for the freshman, and he sunk it. Big, big free throw there by Wyatt Detweiler. Now he needs another one to make it a 2-possession lead. With 24 seconds left. Wyatt Detweiler, second free throw. Deep breath, flicks it, and he hit them both. Big free throws there by Detweiler. Axel, full court pressure. Don't want to foul, but slow him down. 20 seconds left. Into the half court, Daniel Kramer. Kramer gets a screen. He shoots an off-balance three. He left it short. Axel's got the rebound. Rocksterman tripped up from behind. And with 13 seconds left, we have a foul and maybe an intentional foul. Axel might get free throws and the ball here with 13 seconds left. As Eli Brockstrom getting all 21 of his points today from the three-point line, where he's made 7 triples. And this is an intentional foul against Jace Ming. So 2 free throws, but more importantly, Axel's going to have the ball. They already lead by 4 before Brockstrom gets set for a couple charity tosses. Axel trying to bring home 3rd place here at State, something they couldn't quite get done last season. As Brockstrom hits the free throw, his first one attempted in this game. 22 points now for Brockstrom. As Axel trying to put it away here at the stripe. Second free throw, good as well. 4 for 4 from the line in the final 25 seconds. What a game. Eli Brockstrom with 23, one of 4 Axtell Eagles that have scored in double digits. And Axtell is up by 6 points now with 13 seconds left. Brandon Schmelzley will trigger it in backcourt to Detweiler. Detweiler trying to play keep away, gets it over to Brockstrom. 8 seconds left. And they come and foul Brockstrom with 5 seconds to go. That's going to end Carson Scheimer's game, his season, and his high school basketball career. Carson Scheimer gets a standing ovation, averaged 19 points and 11 boards in his senior campaign. 18 points is what he finishes with here today. And big-time hugs from his coaches and teammates as he checks off the court with 5 seconds remaining. Free throw that is good by Eli Brockstrom. That gives him 24 points now. Brockstrom will shoot one more. Daniel Kramer going to get a chance to come out to a round of applause as well. He finished with 38 points today in the loss. Kramer hit 2 free throws to tie this game, 72-72 with 50 seconds to go. And since then, Axel has been able to make 7 free throws. They lead 79-72. Axel has scored 27 points in the 4th quarter. One more free throw as both teams as substitutions, clearing their bench, getting everybody in this last game. Eli Brockstrom makes the free throw. Now he'll come out finishing with 25 points as Gavin Shaughnessy, a junior, Grant Moosing, a senior, Lucas Talbot, a sophomore. Also checking in for the Eagles for the first time as Hyten will get it into the half court, get it down low. A final shot, no good. The Eagles win it 80-72. Axel victorious in their final game of the season. Blaine Boosie, the junior, was the other guy out there I was trying to mention as Axel trying to get them all in here in this third place victory. Game again tied 72 all with 50 seconds left, and Axel goes 8 of 10 from the free throw line in the final minute to seal the victory. The championship, the third place trophy being delivered to half court where it will be presented to the Eagles and heading back to Axtell High School here later today. Congratulations to Coach Jason Tynan. Not an easy game to play in a quick turnaround after last night's tough loss in the semifinals, but Axtell played great, came from a 10-point deficit in this game, had it tied many times in the third quarter, and they take the lead in the fourth quarter and are able to hit free throws to hold on for the victory. We'll be back post-game from Be Outdoors Real Estate. Our player to bank on from the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Wrap-up of the broadcast all straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back here to Great Bend. Barton County Community College 1A Division 2 state basketball all this week. And congratulations to the Axtell Eagles. Put up 80 points here today. They hit 13 three-pointers in this contest and claim a third-place finish to end their season with a victory here today. Just a great effort for Axtell, who started the game up 6-0 on a couple triples by Colin Shaughnessy, but they would eventually fall down by 10 in the first quarter. It was 22-12 as Dighton kind of got hot and got going, but then a three-pointer by Axtell ended the first quarter. That was by Brandon Schmelsley, and the Eagles were down 7 points. 22-15 entering the second period. They trailed throughout the entire second period and down at halftime 36-33. They were kind of kept in the game for a while by Eli Broxterman, who hit three threes in that second quarter. Axtell would tie it several times and even take a brief lead in the third quarter. We were tied at 41s, tied at 43s, tied later at 49s. And it was Dighton still clinging to a lead, 53-52, going into the fourth quarter. That's when Axtell scored 28 points in the final 8 minutes of this game. Obviously made a lot of free throws, 10 total free throws made by Axtell in the fourth quarter alone. They make 8 of 10 in the final minute as Axtell took a big lead of 9 points. With just under 3 minutes to go, Axtell led 71-62. That 9-point lead was their largest of the game, but in the blink of an eye, we were tied. This game was knotted 72-72 as it was a 10-1 run that Dighton went on over the next couple of minutes. And with just 50 seconds remaining, it was all knotted up 72 apiece. But from that point on, Dighton goes scoreless, and Axtell is able to make 8 of 10 free throws in the final 50 seconds as Axtell gets the victory here, 80-72, scoring the final 8 points of this game, all from the free throw line, all in the final minute. Let's get you the individual scoring numbers. Some of our final stats of the game are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. See member firms NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Bronkoff in Whiting, or visit Colton Tax Services with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison in Holton. Holton Tax Services and NEK Tax Services, part of the Optimized Tax Management Group. It is still tax season, and there is still time. You can call to get the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Scoring for Guyton, boy, you really got to tip your hat to Daniel Kramer. The 5'10 junior had 34 points in the first two games of this state tournament. And today, he scored 38 points, at least half dozen in every quarter, and 38 total points for Daniel Kramer as the Axtell Eagles just get introduced and presented their team third-place finish. After Daniel Kramer's 38 points, Dighton got 18 from Carson Scheimer. Those two were really the two key cogs today. Scoring really dropped off after that, as Boston Scheimer had 6 points, George Van Leonrod had 5, Peyton Redburn scored 4, and 1 point for Jace Ming, as 6 total players scored for Dighton. They end their season 23-3. In fact, both teams end their season with an identical record of 23 wins against 3 losses. Dighton in this game makes 29 out of 65 shots. That is 45%. But here's the key stat. Three-point shooting. Dighton goes 0 for 9 from behind the three-point line. Dighton goes 0 for 9 from three-point land for Dighton. And Axtell, meanwhile, makes 13 out of 34. Axtell hits 13 three-pointers here in this contest today. The Eagles did finish with 15 turnovers. Dighton only had 8. So almost 2-1, Axtell turning the ball over. But free throws, again, were a big part of this one, as the Eagles end up making 13 out of 20 from the line, most of those in the fourth quarter. Dighton goes 14 out of 22 from the line, most of those from Daniel Kramer. Kramer was 10 of 13 at the line. He put up 30 shot attempts. In fact, Kramer and Carson Scheimer combined to put up 50 of the shots, and only 65 were attempted by the entire Hornet team. So 50 of the 65 shots for Dighton were from Kramer and Carson Scheimer here today, but 0 for 9 from three-point land as they finish fourth and fail to capture a top-three finish for the first time in school history in high school boys basketball. Final scoring for Axtell. How about this? 4 guys scoring in double figures today. The Eagles were led by Eli Brockstrom. He had 25 points. Next was Brandon Schmelsley with 15. Colin Shaughnessy had 14. And Landon Schmitz joined him in double digits with 10. Also, Grady Boosing had 8 big points tonight, and 6 for Logan Sandman. Wyatt Detweiler hit a couple free throws with 24 seconds left. Eli Brockstrom hit 4 free throws in the final 13 seconds. All those hoping Axtell will extend the lead late and hold on for the win. So 4 guys in double-digit scoring. Axtell had 11 more total rebounds than Dighton in this game. So rebounding advantage to help offset the turnover disadvantage, and certainly the 3-point shooting today. Eli Brockstrom goes 7 of 17 from three-point land. So Eli hit 7 triples. Colin Shaughnessy had 4. Brandon Schmelsley and Landon Schmitz each hit a three-pointer as well, as Axtell goes 13 of 34 from three-point land. That's 38% shooting threes. They shot threes about as good as they did total from the floor. They made 27 out of 65 shots total. That's 41.5% Axtell from the field total in this game. Shoot 42%, but they get 80 points, and they win it by 8 points here to finish third place at state this year. Axtell's record again, 22 wins and only three losses. Only 1 year ever has Axe to add more wins in a high school basketball season. You got to go all the way back to 1984 and 85 when Axtell was fourth at state that year, but they did have 25 wins against just a couple losses. And, you know, unfortunately, as Jason Tynan, coach, mentioned in our pregame talk, you know, Axtell's going to look back and they're going to look at that 80-point mark Saturday, and that was great to get the win and finish the season with the dub and third place finish. But, man, you look at 80 points and how well they played, executed, and shot the ball offensively. And, of course, they're going to wonder, man, if we could have just got a few more of those shots to fall the day before, because Axtell struggled mightily to score only 9 points in the entire first half last night in that semifinal 7-point setback against Lebo. And Axtell with a great bounce-back effort here today. Certainly something to be proud of. Not too many basketball teams that are able to win their in their season with a victory, only the champions and the third place finishers, and that's what Axtell does to finish up their season here today. And this team is going to be back. They lose two seniors, the cousins Grady Boosing and Grant Boosing, but the rest of this Axtell team coming back. Now they turn their attention towards track, where they are the defending 1A state boys track champions. And then after a quick summer, of course, they'll be defending the longest high school football winning streak in the state of Kansas. Axtell, the three-time eight-man Division II state football champions heading into next fall, where they should be very, very good again on the gridiron. What a run. What a little kind of dynasty in a high school sports run for the Axtell Eagles, with three state football titles, back-to-back semifinal appearances in state basketball last year and this year, state track title to defend later this spring as well. But no doubt, Axtell has it rolling and a lot to be proud of for the Eagles. They win it today over Dighton, the top seed. Axtell takes them down 80-72 to finish third place here in 1A Division II boys state basketball. One other quick score to pass along, that from the Valley Heights girls. They lost the third-place game at 2A in Dodge City. Valley Heights tripped up by Pittsburgh Colgan, 58-47. That was the only other final. We got a couple more third-place games coming up. The Atchison boys in Class 4A at Salina on KARE 93.7. Atchison boys will play for third. Also coming up shortly, the Centralia girls will be playing in the third-place game on 92.1. Centralia girls will play for third in Colby, as that will be against South Gray. So two third-place boys games coming up, girls and the boys, excuse me, at 2 o'clock. Today at 4 o'clock, we have one championship game. That's the Riverside girls in Class 2A trying to win it all against Wichita Independent. The Riverside girls, back-to-back state title game appearances. They try to get it done this year in Dodge City. That'll be right here on 103.9 KNZA for the Riverside girls title game at 4 p.m. Two other championship games tonight at 6:15, a couple other girls' teams. The Silver Lake girls taking on Heston here on 103.9 in the 3A girls' state championship. So Riverside girls in 2A followed by the Silver Lake girls in 3A, both those coming up on 103.9 later today. The Frankfort girls try to get the championship as they take on Little River. That's in Colby, 1A Division I. The Frankfort girls will also play at 6:15 later tonight in the championships. That's what's coming up. You also have the Hanover girls vying for a championship at 4 o'clock today, and that is here in Great Bend. You can follow along, of course. Keep up to date with the always free online website, mscsports.net. Thanks so much to Seth Tollefson, one of our owners here of the KNZA radio group, getting it done at the studios today. He was running multiple games at the same time, with different games going on today. Certainly appreciate his help, as well as all of our board operators helping us out and all the broadcasters across the state. We're still at five different sites today covering seven local teams here on this Saturday, the final day of the high school basketball season. So thanks a lot to Seth. This has been Justin Fluke. A pleasure to bring you the Axtell Eagle third-place finish here at state in Great Bend. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday afternoon. You've been listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.